At first, we traveled quite alone. But before we had gone many miles, we came on other wagon loads of women, bound in the same direction. As we reached the different crossroads, we saw wagons coming from every part of the county. And long before we reached Seneca Falls, we were a procession.
The first women's rights convention in history began at 10 a.m. at the Wesleyan Methodist Chapel in Seneca Falls, New York, on the morning of July 19, 1848. That day, only women were allowed to attend. But on the 20th, the convention was open to all, and more than 300 women and men, shopkeepers and farmers and mill workers, clergymen and wives and mothers, filed into the chapel. They would be asked to vote Stanton's Declaration of Rights and Sentiments up or down. None of the women who had organized the convention felt qualified to act as chair. So Lucretia Mott's husband, James, agreed to preside. Elizabeth Cady Stanton was so nervous to be speaking in public that at first she could barely be heard.
I should feel exceedingly diffident to appear before you at this time, having never spoken in public, were I not served by a sense of right and duty. Did I not feel that the time had come for the question of woman's wrongs to be laid before the public? Did I not believe that woman herself must do this work? For woman alone understands the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth of her degradation.
Then she began to read her declaration.
When in the course of human events...
And so she stood up and she began reading. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary, etc. And her audience knew those words by heart. They had memorized them. They had heard them every 4th of July since they were kids. So even the smallest change in that declaration is going to be startling to them.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.